16 minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's the opening hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas, taking you up to 6:30 this evening. And then Matt Lodi and Scott Zarilla talk Cavs and Celtics in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals on the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Q, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. I've gotten some marriage advice over the break from my tag team partner, Mr. Matt Douglas.
Sure.
You said you enjoyed your wedding.
Huh? I did. I had a great time in mine. Now, my wife planned most of it, so maybe that should go into saying something. I was kind of the guy who just showed up and did my thing.
Fair enough.
Said I do.
Fair enough.
I got my part right.
I was told by our next guest to make sure that I take some time to enjoy my wedding. He's gone through it already, like you. He's got two kids, and he's going to be awfully busy this weekend because he will be over in Avon where the Crushers play at the MAC baseball tournament for a little MACtion. Mr. Jeremy Guy is joining us on the line right now. Jeremy, how are you?
Great, great. I hope you take my advice to heart. I really do. I don't know. Maybe I hope it doesn't go out in one ear and out the other. But
well,
I'm doing well.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice you gave him.
It is. Look, we went to college together. He gave me all kinds of wonderful advice when we were in college together. All those meetings in that media room on Tuesday football days with sports information legend J.D. Campbell. I mean, we learned a lot.
We learned a lot
in our college days.
We did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm glad somebody did, because I, again, just showed up and did my part there.
He sells himself short all the time. Well, give us an idea as to how the tournament is structured and how it works. It begins this Wednesday, correct?
Yeah. We're Wednesday at Springer Stadium in Avon, home of the Crushers. And in the past couple years, unfortunately, we've had a couple schools that have dropped baseball. So we used to be 12 members in baseball. Now we're 10. So that changed the tournament format a bit so that only six teams make it. Last year or the previous years, I guess you could say, or eight schools made the tournament. So now we're down to six, which made for a really exciting and important regular season race and came down to the very last day to who got in. So we have a six team field, double elimination, and our one and two seeds, our one seeds Kent State, our two seeds Miami of Ohio, they will get a bye. They play Thursday. So we have our three through six seeds playing the first round games on Wednesday at the park.
And I think it goes without saying that especially when you get into tournament play, having a bye is just so huge because pitching goes a long, long ways in tournament play. And if you don't have to play in that first round, you get that bye, that means you have to use those arms just a little bit less. Now, you mentioned Kent State and just how good they've been this year. They're the top seed. What has made them so good this season?
Oh, well, you just said it. I mean, it's kind of Kent State's claim to fame is their pitching. And this season, once again, they have great pitching. Joey Murray is their ace. He's fourth in the nation in strikeouts this year. He hasn't lost a game in MAC play. I believe he's 7-0. And then they have another starter, Eli Krause, who is now, you know, been in the tournament. He's a vet, and he's only lost one game in MAC play. So those two guys, you know, if you win your first game, or like you said, if you don't have to use your arms and these other teams are playing multiple games, this format obviously favors your one and two seed that are, you know, if you win that first game, it means a world because you can save on your arms and you don't have to go to the pen and all that good stuff. So, you know, they've just once again, Mike Birkbeck is their pitching coach. He's done a phenomenal job his whole career at Kent, and that's, you know, always Kent State's just known for great pitching, and this year is, again, that's the case with them.
So who else is next in line when it comes to pitching. You talked about Kent and just how many arms they've got, and you know that's kind of their claim to fame. And look, I mean, we're not too far removed from that incredible run that they made a few years back to go all the way to the College World Series after they won the MAC tournament. What other teams in the mix can at least come close to comparing to Kent when it comes to pitching?
Oh, I mean, I think, hey, if you get a guy who just gets in the zone, as you know with baseball, you could be having a bad year or a bad few games, and you just start getting in that zone. And I think a lot of our teams have those kind of guys. Your Miami, your Ball State, your Central Michigan, those teams right there have really great pitching. And, you know, Gus Graham is another guy from Miami who has not lost a game this year. He's Miami's ace this year. And, you know, a guy like that, I've done this tournament long enough where you might not have heard of a guy, or he might be their Sunday starter or midweek guy, and he comes into the tournament and he becomes your tournament MVP just because he pitches a game where they don't have to go to a pen. He might pitch a complete game. He might, you know, anything that can happen. And those kind of guys, those kind of performances are what makes our tournament special. You don't really know who's going to get it. I've seen aces get rocked their first games, and you know, and it's just that kind of maybe the postseason accolades mount up, or maybe the pressure of carrying their team, and then you get some guys that just, you know, are slow and steady and pitch a complete game and push their team on through the tournament. And then a lot of times, you know, you can save that arm hopefully to on championship day to get you some more innings. So, you know, not really any names, I would say, but just looking forward to seeing who that person is that propels their team to the championship game and maybe a title. So it's really anyone's guess this year. But, you know, Ball State, Miami, Central Michigan all have some studs that could do that. What I just said.
Jeremy, for those who aren't familiar with baseball and the tournament process, how important is the conference tournament as far as moving on into the regional and onwards in the NCAA tournament?
Huge. For us, it's an automatic qualifying bid. Since I've been at the MAC, I think 1 year, we got two teams in the tournament. So, you know, for the MAC, obviously winning the tournament means you're going to the regional. And so that's huge for our teams, and that's what makes the tournament so special. Everyone's gunning for that. And I've seen everyone from the 1 to the 8 seed win the tournament since I've been here. I've been here a while now, 13 years. But, you know, I've seen a little bit of everything. And, you know, that's just huge for whatever team wins it to be on the stage. And you know, like, when Kent went to the College World Series just not too long ago, they started their run here at the tournament. They had a great team that year, great pitching, and it got them all the way to Omaha. So you just never know, and it could provide that spark for a team and gel together. And as everyone knows, baseball could be a momentum sport, and just you get things rolling and you get the good team chemistry at the right time, and you can go pretty far.
We're talking about the 2018 Mid-American Conference Baseball Tournament. It takes place in Avon beginning on Wednesday. Jeremy Guy with the Mid-American Conference is joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We've talked about the pitching. I want to go to the other side of things here. I was looking at some of the conference numbers a little bit earlier, and I guess it surprised me a little bit to see the amount of home runs that were hit, because once the rules changed, oh, I don't know, what was it, 8, 9 years ago in college baseball, they decided to change the power of the bats so you didn't hear the ping quite as often. I wasn't expecting to see that many home runs. Did you notice a spike this year, or would you say this year's numbers are, well, somewhat even keel compared to years past?
I'd say even keel. I mean, as a whole, I'm looking here in front of me, in conference or in the entire conference, we have 5 guys hit double-digit home runs, which I guess in the grand scope of things just isn't a ton. I say one thing is the ball in Avon, it does tend to fly out of there, and we do sometimes have some high-scoring games. But, you know, I think kind of our top guys, we have two guys tied for the lead with 15 each this year. I mean, that's a great year for them. Both guys, Ross Haffey from Miami and Rudy Rote from Ohio, who won't be in the tournament. Ohio didn't make it, but those two guys have been really consistent at the plate all year. And Haffey is a guy who won National Player of the Week this past year, he's one of the top candidates for Player of the Year. We'll find that all out tomorrow. But yeah, there's some power there, and I think just like any conference, you don't know where you're exactly going to get it from, but these guys have been, those top five guys in our league have been, you know, pretty good at the plate this year and been hitting some jacks.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the tournament has been there every year since 2012 or 2011. What is it about that location that just keeps you guys coming back?
Yeah, love it. Love the people there. Love the field. Love the fact that it's all turf. So if we do get a little weather, you know, we're not delayed, which is great for a tournament setting. You know, when you get some weather coming in, especially just rain, we tend to play through the rain. We had some bad weather last year. We got through it all because of the field. Clearly, we have to stop when it's lightning. But it allows you, when you're playing a tournament, not to get too far behind because you're not taking care of dirt and all that stuff and don't have to tarp it. So, you know, a rainstorm comes in, people might have to clear the field, but you're able to get back out there pretty quickly, which is great in a tournament mode. And just the park in general, I like being there. I like how you're kind of right on top of the action. And it's just a great park for our tournament. I think that the seating's right. We get some pretty good crowds, of course, depending on weather, but it's supposed to be nice this week. And, you know, it just feels right for our tournament, and we love being there.
Yeah, and it seems like the location is about as central as you can get, considering the geographical layout of the conference as well. No question about that. Well, you guys get going on Wednesday afternoon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two games on Wednesday, and then we have three games we start Wednesday at 12:30, and then we have a game also that day at 6, and then Thursday and Friday we play three games a day, 10, 2, and 6, and then our championship day is Saturday. So, we're excited to get rolling.
Very good stuff. Well, we always appreciate you making time for us, my man, and we will definitely have you on again soon as we get closer to that football media day, which, well, it's not that far away. I guess we're looking at 2 months, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
Jeremy, always appreciate the time. We'll do an anti-rain dance to make sure that you guys get all those games in with no problems whatsoever.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Jeremy Guy with the Mid-American Conference talking about the baseball tournament coming up in Avon this Wednesday. They get going just a little afternoon. Make sure you check it out if you're in the area. It's some really good baseball. It's a lot of fun. And as Jeremy just detailed, look, over the years, you know, they've seen some really interesting things happen, some unpredictable things go down as well. So it's some good baseball. Check it out if you get the chance. Again, they'll start on Wednesday.